Okay, today's daf is Yuvamis daf Kuf Tezvav, and we're going to talk about a sugya, which is a very large topic, but again, a lot, and like many of these lumdis sugyas, we're just going to touch on and not do a comprehensive job at all, but just to bring up a couple of the issues and some things to think about in this sugya, and that's the sugya of Simanim, and specifically when it comes to Eidus Isha. This comes up here, and it comes up on daf Kuf Chaf and a couple of daf, and main sugyas of Simanim are in Eilam Messias. But let's see what we could talk about. Where does this come up? The Gemara talks about a case of identifying a person. Right, the Gemara quotes a brisa. Maisa b'shnei tamidei chachamim sheyibon im Abba Yosi ben Simai b'sfina. There were two rabbis, two tamidei chachamim that were coming with Abba Yosi in a boat v'tava, and the boat drowned. The boat capsized, and the people drowned. The hesi Rebbe nishosayan al pinashim, and Rebbe allowed their wives to get married al pinashim based on the testimony of women in this case. So what exactly is the circumstance here? V'hamayim k'mil chamadam. But the Gemara is talking about a case of mayim, which is a situation of a person might not actually see the death, but they might assume that death happened because of the challenging situations. That's similar to wartime, which is exactly what the Gemara was just asking about previously. And if women are not considered a kshayim la'edus, they're similar to eid echad. And the Gemara was asking, what's the halacha about an eid echad b'shas mulchama? And it says here that they're believable, and you could believe the women. So too, maybe you could believe eid echad. That's the context of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. But Tisbara, there's a whole question on the whole Gemara. Why are you allowed to believe them in the first place? Mayim she'en lam sofninu. A phrase that comes up later on. We're talking about an ocean here. But by an ocean, it's Vayim She'en Lahem. So if there is no Gvul, and if there is no Gvul, that's worse for Eidus Isha, Ishto Asura, right? We don't trust testimony in that case, because maybe the husband, though it's far-fetched, somehow survived and is somewhere else, right? Rashi, V'yalo Yishish Eidim K'sherim Shetava. Even if there would be kosher Eidim that he drowned, they didn't see him come up. Shemet Saf B'tachas Amayim V'yetzei. Maybe there's some kind of cavity underneath the water, and he went out somewhere else. Even real Edom, even Edom Sherim would not be believed by Mayim Sheim Lam Sof. What does this brisa mean? That you can trust the women. So Ela Hechi Dami, what must be the case? Da Amri Askinu Kaman. No, it must be that these women said that they brought up the bodies. And v'chazin hu la'altar, and we saw them right away. What's the importance of la'altar? Tosa says, Shelem and Amayim, Avalim Sho, Mayim Maharbi in Lachush. To Maya Mitzvah Samsi, maybe they might have changed appearance if it wasn't right away. Okay, but either way, we saw their features. V'ka'amri Simanim, and they said Simanim, and they said identifying features of the person. The lava layo samchina and ella simanim. So therefore, really, in this case, there's no raya that for nashim to be eid echad, but it's a situation of simanim, and really we were relying on the simanim, on the identifying features, not on the testimony of the women, which could then be compared to eid echad. Rashi says v'kamri simanim, the ilav simanim. If they wouldn't give the identifying features, chayshina jilma achirim ninu, we would think maybe they are other people. Lefi shamayim mishanim tzura sapanim, because water often changes the tzura ve'in nikar kolkach, and they are not so nikar. So this is where simanim come up. Simanim, identifying features. Tosfos points out, and then this will take us to Baba Metzia on Daf Chav Zayin. Tosfos points out here, v'kamri simanim, aval aidei tfius ayin ein laha aminam. Tosfos now notes a new category. Simanim are identifying features, objective identifying features. Tfius ayin means where it's just, sometimes I see something, I can't recognize it, but I know it's mine. You know, a shoe, a pen, whatever it is. I know something is mine, even though I wouldn't be able to identify it. If somebody asked me, tell me an identifying feature. But when I see it, I can identify it. So the Gemara talks about when Tfiyas Ayin is relied upon. So Tosfos says here, when it comes to the Eidus Isha, Simanim would work in this case, Aval Adei Tfiyas Ayin, Ein Laha Amina. But just by Tfiyas Ayin, I know that was the husband, we shouldn't believe them, Da Amri B'Dedami, because then we can assume, or we have to assume, that maybe there was some type of estimation. Ubedavar Muat Yomru, Sheilu Balem Shalelu. And even without total proof, they would say, oh yeah, of course, these are the husbands of so-and-so, right? There's Tfiyas Ayin. Avamasha Pirish Bakuntris. But that which Rashi, which we just quoted, said, Demayim Mishanim Tzuras Apanim Ein Nira. I don't think that's an issue. I just think that You know, you have to have actual siman damin al kaman parak basra dam demaya mitzvah samsi hecha delaika maka. Ve'i simanim. Okay, first half of Tosfos he brings it to tvias ayin. Second half of Tosfos ve'i simanim lav da oraisa ayri hacha besimanim mufhakim tahavi da oraisa v'ktabina be'elam mitzias. As it says in Eilam Mitzias, that we're talking about Simanim Mufakim. What does that mean? So now let's go to the Gemara in Bamitzia on Daf Chav Zayin. That's where the source, the real source for Simanim is. The Gemara says in the bottom of Chav Zayin, I'm an Aleph. Simanim, Iboilahu, Simanim de Oraisa o de Rabbanan. The concept of Simanim, what's the context there? Why is it in Eilam Mitzias? Because we're talking about Hashem HaSaveda, returning an item based on Simanim, a very different context than identifying a husband so the woman could get remarried. But Simanim de Oraisa o de Rabbanan is the concept of Simanim de Oraisa o de Rabbanan. My nafkamina, what difference does it make? La ahadure get isha b'simanim. If somebody finds a get, giving it back to the woman, and assuming that she was divorced, that she dropped it, and she says, I lost my get, and it had a hole in the paper here, in the cloth, so do we return a get to an isha? Is simanim da'oraisa mahadrinan? If simanim are da'oraisa, then we would give it back to her. Because this is a very important da'oraisa ramification. Isha's ish, v'yamri d'rabanan, and if we say simanim are d'rabanan, meaning, and that's why we trust simanim, let's say, by Hashem HaSaveda, k'yavad rabanan takata, b'mamona, maybe we would only have that Didra Rabban of Simanim by Dinim Amanus, right? Maybe based on Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. But Avav Yisur lo Avad Rabban Takanta, but by Yisurim, maybe we would not allow it. So that's the question of the Gemara, Simanim Daraisa or Simanim Darabanim. There is a huge topic. Which type of Simanim is being referred to in this Ibaya of the Gemara? Of Simanim Daraisa or Darabanim? Because as the Mefarshim point out, there are three types of simanim. If you look in the Magen Mishnah, in the beginning of Hilchas Gezela va'aveda, Perek Yud Gimel, in Hilchas Gezela, the Rambam says, Hamotzi aveda shu chayav lachzira, chayav lachriz aleihu lahodia v'lomar, mishava lo min ploni yavo v'itin simanim v'ito. If you find an aveda that has certain types of identifying features, you have to announce, I found this, and whoever lost it should come and give me these simanim. Afilo aisa shava pruta, if it was worth a shavah pruta when I found it, even if it went down in value, I have to be machris because it was a shavah pruta when it came to me. How are you machris? In matzah mos machris mishavah lo matbeya, v'chim machris mishavah lo ksus, oveheim mos daras, yavo v'yitin simanim v'yitol. Simanim are always the identifying feature to get back the aveda. Ve'eno choshesh mipnei shahodia min ha'aveda. Because you said that what you found, don't think that that will lead people to lie. L'fisheina machzira al shi'itik simanim uvakim. Because you're not going to return it unless he gives clear-cut simanim. So the Rambam has the lashon simanim mufakim. Then the Rambam continues and says, "Bo ba'al aveda v'nasin simanim she'enon mufakim." If the ba'al aveda comes and gives simanim that are not so clear-cut and convincing, ein machzirin lo at shi'omar simanim mufakim, then you don't give it back. You don't give it back with simanim she'enon mufakim, only simanim mufakim. V'haramai, and if you know somebody is a ramai, someone who is not trusted, someone who has lied in the past, even if he gives simanim mufakim, then that wouldn't be good enough. Even simanim mufakim wouldn't be good enough for a ramai. He would have to bring edim. Amru chachamim vayimcha ad derosh achicha ad shetachkar achar achicha im ramai hu imlaf. So this is the Rambam, and then he says the background. Parishona kol misha avdalo avedu ubav anasin simaneha machzirin osalo. Used to be just give it back whenever anybody gave simanim elim huchzak ramai misha rabo haramain hiskinu bezin shi omrim lo have edim she'enat haramai v'tol. You have to prove that you're not a ramai, and then we'll trust you with the simanim. And the Rambam adds finally, hasimanim hamufhakim somchin alehen v'donin alpiem b'chol makom din Torah. Simanim mufhakim, you rely on them and you act based on them. V'hamida o hamishkal o haminyan o makam ha'aveda simanim mufakim heim. The weight or the measure or the count or the place, those are simanim mufakim. Those are the best type, the best level of simanim. So my Rambam here talks about simanim mufakim einim mufakim. Says the Magen Mishnah now here. Da the shloshas mine simanim yesh. There are three types of simanim. Simanim mufakim biyoser, the best type of simanim. Simanim that are clear cut could go neck of yeshbo betzado's ploni. There's a little hole next to the letter in the document. V'chayotzei bazeh. Ve'elu simanim machzirin aleim aveda dvar Torah. L'divrei akol. V'hari hein ke'edim. That's like Edim. That mida oraisa, you give back an aveda based on those simanim, because we don't assume that there's any chance that he, you know, guessed kesuma baruba. Right? We assume those are simanim of hakim, and we trust them like we trust Edim. Number two, simanim chashuvin. Right? Other types of simanim that are chashuv, kigon, midas erko, midas rachbo, the length, the width, v'chein mishkalo, v'chayotze bazeh, machzir nalem aveda, that we also return an aveda with, but the elu machlokas b'gemara, that category two is the machlokas and the gemara about simanim daraisa, simanim darabanan. Simanim of hakim, that's for sure simanim daraisa. That's not the question of the gemara as we just read. But second category of simanim, simanim she'enim of hakim, that's the question of the gemara. Ve'elu nikram lifamim simanim of hakim b'gemara. And the Magen Mishnah says it is confusing because sometimes those are called simanim of hakim because it's compared to category three. Ula'elu kivei narav kan va'achaz lashon ha'gemara. And that's the Rambam took the lashon of the gemara. But again, sometimes you have to know what it's being compared to. And then ve'yesh simanim geruim, says the Magen Mishnah. And then there are not good simanim kegon sumki v'chivri, the color. It's red, it's white. Ve'ein machzir malem aveda. That you don't give back an aveda just for saying that. Va'arach v'gutz v'chayotzi v'zeh kivet shalo amar midasan. If you didn't say exactly the length, you said, oh, it's a long, it's a short piece, it's a this piece. It's a, give the color, so those are simanim geruim, and that you will not be machzir aveda for. So the Magen Mishnah says that whole question of the Gemara is only about the middle category. Simanim she'enim mafakim. Simanim mafakim are for sure mida oraisa. This is how Rov Rishonim understand that Gemara. There is a daya in the Meiri, in the Ritva, that the question is even about simanim of hakim, but the Miri and the Ritva both rejected based on the pashas of the Hemshach of the Gemara there in Baba Metzia. There's also a daya in the Ritva on Daf Yud Ches there that maybe the question is about both. The question is about both, and the only time that you are believed clearly, and it's not even a shaila, is with Edim, and Edim testify on simanim of hakim. That's a chiddush, right? The Rav Gusman in the Kodesh Yerim discusses in Baba Metzia. Shir Yud Ches discusses that sheet. There's another important ha'ara, and that is a couple of ha'aras regarding the lumdus of simanim. Again, it's a very big topic. Let's just mention two or three points, and then we'll get to specifically Eidus Isha, which is relating to Ardaf. Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Ha'aras, the Siman Ayin Gimel, O Zayin, based on a Mordechai. Discusses, right, what does the Gemara there in Baba Metzia that we just saw say? Sivanim daraisa derabanan l'man afkamina, get. So asks the Hagos Mordechai, how are you comparing Isser and Mammon? Right, the whole context of that Gemara there is Dini Mammonis, but Hashavas Aveda, and the nafkamina, lahadure, get Isha. V'kashi, Isser Mammona lo yafina, v'yeish lomar, says the Hagos Mordechai, there in Elam Metzias. And the Bachanan expands upon it. The Hacha Kivan Sha'amr Torah Lachzir Mamun B'Simanim L'Ruvain. Since the Torah says to return Simanim, Afal Pishish Lachush Shemashal Shimonu, you could give back something to Ruvain, even though maybe it's Shimon's. Nimsa Da Simanim Mufhakinhein. You're being Motzi Mamon. To override, to uproot a Cheskas Mamon, Simanim are powerful enough. V'yimkeni Suranami. So it must be by Yisr too. Shahari Hain. Kmo Edim, because they're like Edim. If you're able to be Motzi Mamon, so then they are like Edim, says the Hagos Mordechai. And he says, Aval Hasa Mim Zichza Torah La'av La'hafer Nidre Bito, the context there, V'chi Bishvil Kach, Nomar Shezacha Bamona, but what's he saying in the first half? Hainu, says Rebbe Chan in the following, by Simanim, it's not that there's a certain specific context that is apply to, and then we want to apply it from one context to another context. It's not a question about either. It's a question about simanim. And once simanim are ke'edim, then memela, we could say that has a ramification by aveda, and that has a ramification by isha. The etzem did iser lo yafina mi mamon. It's not a direct limud from iser to iser from mamon. Aval hachan udanim im asimanim mevarim es hamaisa. Bazeh shapir ikal amelav. Give it the batzinu to sofen al birur adish simanim b'mamon who adish yisus b'chalehen b'iser. Right, so it's not about a direct line from one to the other. And that's what Rabbi Chanan is talking about there in that context. Sometimes it looks like learning from one halachic context to another, but really it's just about a yesod which applies in two different contexts. Related to that, the Ksos also has a similar idea in Reish Nun Tes Sif Beis, that simanim themselves are strong, are da'araisa. The shayla of simanim, da'araisa, da'rabanan are, do we trust the person? Right? If we don't think the person saw properly or things might have changed, but simanim themselves are for sure strong. Rabbi Gusman in the Kodesh Shirim, as we know, whenever we have a sugya shiran by Rabbi Gusman, he talks all about the love that's both if you hold simanim da'araisa or simanim da'rabanan. Simanim da'araisa. Interesting, the Gemara never quotes, the Gemara has it based on a source, but is it a pasuk or is it a svara? Right? Adrosh achicha oso, Jerosh, he's or amai or not. So you might say it's based on that pasuk, or it's based on a svara. Meaning, is it a birur? Is it like Edim? Is it like Edim? Assuming that Edim is birur, which also is a question, the Rama has a lashon in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, that maybe Edim are lying, right? Just like you have a mitzvah to trust a Navi. Right, if he gives you all the right simanim, so to speak, all the right proofs, and even though the Navi might be making it up, but that's your mitzvah to trust the Navi. Just like Edim, you have to be chotech din based on two Edim, even though they might be lying, says the Rambam there. But Pashtus is, Edim represent the birur. So if that is true, our simanim, how do we look at simanim? Is simanim a birur, or is simanim more of a gzeiras hakasif? That's on a daraisa level. And also you have this question on a drabanan level. If simanim a drabanan, is that a birur drabanan? On a drabanan level, we parallel it just like the daraisa is a birur, so to be drabanan will allow it to be mavar, or is it pure hefker bezin hefker? That the drabanan don't really know whether this should be given back or whether this money belongs to so-and-so, but you know they can use their power even though they're not really mevar. So you have those questions that he discusses, each of those in the world of Daraisa and in the world of Darabanan. So this is all, the real context of Simanim is by Aveda, but as we saw, the Gemara there already mentions Lahachzir Get Isha Labaila. So now we get to Yevamos. Yevamos talks about whether Simanim would be would work here. So the Gemara here seems to say that it would work, right? Simanim, lava laosab chidin ela simanim, if they identify the husbands, then it would work. The Gemara later on discusses, well, what type of simanim are we talking about? The Mishnah on Daf Kuf Chaf says that simanim might not be good enough. Says the Mishnah, ein me'idim ela al parts of panim imachotem. You have to give testimony for somebody who died only on the face. Only on the face. Even though you have simanim on the other parts of the body and on his clothing, not good enough. Rashi. You can recognize that it is him. But parts of him, you didn't see his face. Or some of his nose was missing. So you need to see the face. Tosfos discusses, what if you have the rest of if it's just the face, what if you have the rest of the body? What do you have the rest of the body? Two different days. Tosfos says, Amar Beinu Tam, Hainu Dafka Kishein Sham Ela HaPartzuf. Avo Ko Gufo Shalem. Afilu Ein Kan Padachas V'chotem Nikar Huhete V'dei Simani Aguf. So you would trust certain types of simanim. And Tosfos discusses, so again, it's, you could read that Mishnah in different ways, right? Tosfos says, like, do you have the rest of the body? The Shita of Rambam about the Araisa Darabanan is not 100% clear. The Rambam seems to say you could rely on a Simon Mufuk, that's the Rambam that we just read before. Yud Gimel Hey, that's Simanim Daraisa. That's the what the Rambam said before, but where's that Rambam? Let me read it again. The Rambam says before in Yud Gimel Hey, Simanim HaMufakim Somchan Aleim, but Donan Apiyam, B'chom Akom Din Torah. And it sounds like Simanim Daraisa. But look, we have to put this together with a couple of other Rambams. The Rambam in Gerishin Yud Gimel Chaf Aleph seems to say that you don't rely on it fully for Edis Isha. In Rambam Hilchos Nachlas Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel seems to say, well, maybe Edis Isha is different. Shiny Omer Shalachmir B'Dvar Meilu El B'Bnei Iser Kares. Avolinyin Mamon Imeidu Edim B'Dvarim Shachaskas Olamisa Veidu Sheroo Sanadvarim V'Shav Zichro V'Chulu Harei Nochlan Alpiyem Ma'isem Mechol Yom. You might be mechalik between Nachlas, which is Dinim Amidus, and when it comes to Edus Isha. Interesting, there, some of the Mefarshim, the Achronim, or it starts with the Maharik, discusses why in Bamitzia does it say Nafgamina La Hadure Gel Isha and not Nafgamina for Edus Isha, to identify the husband. So the wife can get remarried. Why does it say that, nafkamina? Because gittin is like aveda. That's like an aveda case. You lost the get. But it says, lahadure get isha, obviously with a nafkamina of avedas isha. Nafkamina of allowing to get remarried. So the Marik says, well, maybe there, by edis isha, there's the added kula of daiku minsava. Daiku minsava. So maybe that's why edis isha is different, but it might not be exactly the same if it was simanim. Maybe misha miguna is different, and that's why for sure there it would be more mako, because you would be allowed. Maybe, says the Ksos, by lahadure get labaila, the only shiloh there is because there's a chshash b'shaker, the shliach wants to give the get back, he wants to get paid for his services, that's why there's a chshash sheker. But if it was just edus isha, again, ironically, even though there's an isser kares involved, but there's also the mishimiguna and the other kulas, and there's no chshash b'shaker of a shliach there. So that's why some of the achronim discussed why the Gemara didn't bring this up. It's not related to the question, the Ibaya Daraisa Darabanan. Again, this just touched on a few of the issues, but really, really, it's a big topic. Maybe we'll talk about it again in the coming days.